Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
Virginia has a Democratic governor, two Democratic U.S. senators, and went for Hillary Clinton in the last election. Still, in the U.S. House, the state is represented by 7 Republicans and only 4 Democrats, because Republican state legislators in Richmond drew the lines. But in Maryland and Massachusetts, Democrats drew the lines to keep Republicans locked out. Northern Virginia Democrat Don Beyer has introduced a bill that would set up independent commissions to draw congressional districts.
Less than 20% of Americans approve of the way Congress is doing its job. A big reason for this is the incredible polarization. The hollowing out of a political center has taken hold of Congress over the last 2 decades.
But Beyer's bill goes further than just setting up independent commissions to draw district lines. He wants ranked choice voting for House members, which means voters would list their top candidates instead of picking between just a Republican and a Democrat. Then candidates would slowly be winnowed out of the race if they didn't meet the threshold. And as the lowest vote-getters are knocked out, voters' second and third choices then garner their support, which Beyer says empowers all of us.
This allows voters to rank the candidates in their order of preference, rather than simply vote for their top choice. So every vote they throw actually matters.
Beyer also wants to replace single-member districts and replace them with multi-winner districts, so as many as 5 lawmakers would represent the same area.
Think of it as a hybrid between what we have today and Senate seats in which 2 people jointly represent an entire state. And the curse of gerrymandering largely disappears.
Republicans are brushing aside Beyer's proposal, though. Virginia Congressman Rob Whitman says Congress needs to stay out of how districts are drawn.
I think it's a state issue. I think it ought to be up to the states. The state does the districting as far as congressional districts, the state House of Delegates districts. So it really ought to be a state issue.
Whitman also disagrees with Beyer's notion that independent commissions could ever be nonpartisan.
For those folks that say somehow it's going to be a nonpartisan effort, it'll never be a nonpartisan effort. At best, it'll be a bipartisan effort.
Congressman Beyer is also struggling to convince some of his fellow Democrats to get on board. Virginia Democratic Congressman Bobby Scott says he wants politics removed from how districts are drawn, but he doesn't know if Beyer has the right approach.
But it's such a novel idea that I'm not sure it'd work in congressional races. It also is part of changing the single-member districts in congressional elections to 3-member districts, which would include a huge area. Increasing expense for running. It's already expensive enough.
Even though his effort faces an uphill battle, Congressman Beyer says big changes are needed to fix Washington.
A key reason for the current dysfunction is the lawmakers have been choosing their voters rather than voters choosing their lawmakers. Our legislation would fix that by making the redistricting process nonpartisan and transparent.
While Beyer's bill on redistricting may never see the light of day in a GOP-controlled Washington, he says he's just glad to get the dialogue started. Reporting from the Capitol, I'm Matt Laszlo.